body and soul with food, fellowship, and prayer.
So take a break. Stop by the St. Gabriel Radio's newly renovated studio at Henderson Road and Winterset Drive.
As you enter the studio, you'll be greeted by a statue of the Divine Child Jesus, donated by the Jubilee Museum.
You can see the Mother Angelica meeting room, pray in our simple, beautiful chapel, and take a picture with St. Mother Teresa.
St. Gabriel Catholic Radio is your local Catholic radio station, so visit our studio this week. Let's celebrate faith in Central Ohio.
See you soon!
WVSG Columbus, Ohio. This is the home for listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
It's a good day to be alive. Everyone sing now, so let's do more than just survive. That's what I'm saying, don't lose sight of all the beauty that surrounds you. Don't let it pass you by. It's a good day to be alive.
Yes, it is, and I am Angela Bonfant, here as your host for the final hour of the Spring Spirit Drive. I am joined in studio by Father Daniel Schwartz. Thank you very much. He's bowing. You
can't see him. It's always wonderful to be here.
Yes, and we are so blessed to have you. Should we open this hour with a prayer?
I believe we should.
I think we should.
As in all things. So we begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We turn to Our Lady on this, your Feast of the Annunciation, that as we continue to move through Lent, that we would take you as our model, that through your simple yes, that our victories in Lent may be small but profound, simple yeses to our Lord, not in public, but in the quiet of our room and the quiet of our hearts. Blessed Mother, continue to pray for us at this time, and lead us as you lead all things to your Son. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that. And so, here we are, back with this wonderful supportive audience. We have a goal for this hour of 15 total gifts. Now get this.
Yeah, we got it.
We're gonna exceed this goal, and I know you guys are behind us out there because we want to rock this spirit drive. And you get a dollar for dollar match until noon today. So for one more hour, every single dollar you give is matched 100%. We would like to see 7 sustaining members. Now that's $20 or more per month, and you will receive The Imitation of Mary, a beautiful book. Also, the programming costs $1 a minute. So we've had a couple folks give for a certain amount of time, $60 for an hour or $120 for 2 hours. All gifts are important, and your participation is the reason St. Gabriel Radio exists. So call right now, 614-459-4820, or go online to stgabrielradio.com.
And that is so important, just the accessibility of a wealth of knowledge and discussion of our faith. I would like to particularly challenge any Catholic veterans or current military out there for your own gift. I also work with the Archdiocese of the Military and the Chaplaincy Corps, and I just want to challenge any of those who are listening. It's so important to also our men and women who serve, not just from this diocese, but from all dioceses who serve our country, to be able to have access to programming, to access to resource, and also have access to discussion of the faith. And St. Gabriel Radio helps to fill that void, because it's not just accessible through our airwaves, but also through the internet itself.
That's right. You can listen anywhere. I was listening in Florida last week. You can just go online to stgabrielradio.com any time of day and tune into the current programming. It's wonderful. It's deep. It's enriching. And you will find answers to problems and questions that you may have in your life.
You'll find answers to questions you didn't even know you had.
That's correct, actually. You do learn a lot of things you don't know you need to know.
That's the way theology works, trust me.
So call right now. Call 614-459-4820. And guess what? An angel, our Patrick, our angel, has joined us in the studio.
Hello. When's the last time anybody mentioned that we've got a matching dollar for dollar?
Well, you know, I don't think we can say that too many times.
I don't
so
think you can
I
either.
You should remind our listening audience.
For the next 55 minutes, we have someone who will match dollar for dollar your donation. Do you think it matters? Every call matters, and now you can double it. If you go to the bank, they're not going to double your money just by depositing.
Well, no.
But here, you
but
can
God
get it done.
Can.
Yeah, it's a spiritual
right.
bank here.
As Mother Teresa said once when she didn't have the funds for a homeless shelter, don't worry. God has lots of money.
Didn't Mother Angelica say something about similar for Catholic radio?
It's something about nuns and their confidence in the economic system of God.
I say you guys have been doing great. The phones are just blazing. And a couple of responses to the request for what's your favorite scripture?
Oh, beautiful.
And Karen,
thank you.
Who goes to St. Stephen the Martyr, her favorite Bible verse is John 4:4, which is greater is he that is in me than he who that is in the world.
Oh, that's a beautiful verse.
In honor of her love for the Lord.
Oh, thank you for
she
that.
She became a bronze sustaining member.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And Jaronelle is from St. Simon and Jude out of West Jefferson. So we're reaching all over the place. She did this in honor of Jim, her husband. So we're asking people to make a donation in honor of your spouse. And she did it in honor of her husband, Jim. And she just loves that St. Gabriel Catholic Radio is always there. It's very comforting. And she learned so much from it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Joe,
for your gift.
From out at Our Lady of Mount Carmel, which is Buckeye Lake, he did this in honor of St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. That's
all
pretty
right.
nice. And he became a bronze member. And Cradle Catholic, and he started listening to Catholic Radio St. Gabriel 3 years ago. Patricia from St. Mary's in Groveport. Thank you, Patricia. She says anytime, every day, the connection is there, connection to God. And she points out, life is so distracting. But when she turns on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, it just brings her closer to God.
Oh, thank you so much for that.
It's a beautiful testimony.
We got
way.
A couple yes. more here to go. And you can reach us at 614-459-4820 or go to stgabrielradio.com. Catherine and Steve from St. Luke's out in Danville, reaches all the way out to Danville.
That's a long ways.
Yeah, it's uplifting to start their day, and it's for and this is a real need out there. Many of us can relate. It's for all the parents who have children who have left the faith.
Yes.
You know, people are praying for that.
Yes.
And then lastly, Patty from St. Patrick. She's doing this in honor of all the Dominican priests that are out there. So thank you. What yes. a great time. And again, 614-459-4820. And until for the next almost 50 minutes, dollar for dollar, your donation will be matched.
Thank you, Patrick. And now Dave Orsborn,
yeah, kind
our
of butting
fearless
in.
Leader.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
please.
Hijacking a mic. This is also your last opportunity or the last hour to enter the raffle for Our
right.
Lady of Fatima statue. We're going to be drawing that in the next half hour. This is, we've told you time and again over the Spirit Drive that this is an exquisite, stunning statue of Our Lady. And we're going to be drawing a winner in the last half hour. This is your opportunity to enter, 614-459-4820. But what I wanted to talk about just for a couple minutes, and mm-hmm. we'll get to the clip, is the Seminarian Show. This is another way that St. Gabriel Radio serves the church. We offer, of course, the great programming. We kind of pull back the veil on seminary life. But we're also providing the service to the Josephinum and to the Universal Church, informing seminarians in the use of media. And Father Swartz is one of our alums, as was Father Nick Ventura in the previous hour or 2 hours ago. Can you just share a couple experiences or how that you came into it very capable and you seemed like you had been doing radio before? I mean, you were already well trained, but
I will say this. If you come in with any preconceived notions that, you know, seminarians are sheltered or we're strange or crazy, when you listen to the show, all of those will be met and confirmed. It is fantastic. You put three men, sometimes four. Are we on four? Because we had three our year.
We have three.
Okay. You put them literally in a small room and you ask them just to talk. And if it's talk about God, if it's one thing a seminarian can do, it's talk about God or anything in that matter to relate it. And it's beautiful because you get to kind of touch base and get to see the personalities behind the seminarians and get to know them, get to know us. And at the same time, it helps us because we formate thought and we present thought on theology and current matters and media and things that might seemingly not be important. But as soon as the seminarian starts talking about it, okay, this does kind of matter. And it's a beautiful thing to have that contact.
Well, and it's an opportunity, too, for the seminarians and for our priests then to reach a wider audience, an audience that you don't, you know, from the pulpit, you talk to so many people in a week, but through the airwaves, you know, through St. Gabriel Radio, you're reaching a much more diverse, number one, audience, but then also a larger audience.
Oh, yeah. And just with our year, we had James Walkus from Diocese of Arlington, Virginia, you know, an accomplished musician, used to teach in a grade school. Chris Tuttle. From Columbus, who's soon to be deacon. I was going to say, that's coming up. It's coming up. We're hitting May, ordination season. And, you know, very accomplished golfer in the South. But and then myself, who's just, you know, just comparable to the Island Misfit Toys. It just with all of this, you get to see that we're just not all choir boys and that there's every personality you can think of and some you can't. And it's fantastic to really kind of get to know the stories of your seminarians and to hear us kind of hash it out and pay each other out quite frequently.
Oh, it's a lot of fun. Personally, it's been a real blessing producing the seminarian show now for a number of years, meeting the seminarians, becoming friends, the respect that we have for the formation, for the Josephine MR relationship. I just wanted to bring that
out
and say that.
To have the Josephine here.
Amen.
And to have the seminarians here and the priests, the young priests coming out of the seminary, it's such a blessing, and it invigorates and gives new energy to our churches and to our listeners. And we are asking you, our listeners, to support the Spring Spirit Drive here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. Our goal is 15 gifts this hour. We have a dollar-for-dollar match. Call right now, 614-459-4820, or go online to stgabrielradio.com. We are looking for 7 new sustaining members or an increase in your sustaining membership and a total of 15 gifts. And don't forget about the leadership gift, $1,000 or more. And you will receive a porcelain Madonna rosary holder. We also have the raffle that Dave mentioned. And anyone who calls in gets entered in this raffle for this beautiful Madonna. I mean, it is absolutely beautiful. I'm looking at it right now, gold and white. And I mean, I would have it in my home. I'm going to have to give, right? Call right now, 614-459-4820. We're going to go into a clip with Father Richard on truth, or Ricardo on truth. I misread that. Father Ricardo on truth. Thank you.
At about the age of 14 or 15, I began to live a pretty double life, like lots of us at that age, and had one foot in the kingdom and one foot in the world. Prayed every day, but usually I just prayed that God would forgive me for what I was doing with my life. And I had lots of objections to things that the church taught, but they weren't objections that were thought out. They were just objections because I found things that the church taught to be a bit inconvenient for the way I was living my life, which I think is where most people are. Most people don't have great reasoned explanations for why they don't hold certain things to be true. They just find them to be an infringement. And the truth really does set free, even though it might be a challenge. It really does set free. That's Jesus's promise. Jesus is not a liar. The truth will set you free. And so hopefully as we go about doing all that we're going to try to do in these weeks and months ahead, that's what we'll find. We'll find the truth. The only real reason to teach anything is because it's true. That's the task of a teacher, to communicate truth. There's nothing else worth really teaching. And you are entitled to the truth as the faithful. You're entitled to far more than my opinion. What it's incumbent upon me to do is to find a way to present the truth, and hopefully I can do this for you, in a way that is understandable and accessible. But you don't need my thoughts. You're deserving of far, far more than my thoughts. We have an incredibly rich heritage as Catholics. We stand on the shoulders of incredible men and women. Thomas Aquinas, St. Peter, St. Paul, St. Catherine of Siena, St. Teresa of Avila, St. Therese of Lisieux, St. John Vianney, St. John Chrysostom, all these incredible people who have collectively handed on to us all that they've received, starting from the apostles who received it from the Lord. You don't need the latest trend. Someone was just telling me they were watching some TV show this afternoon and somebody had some psychic on, who I guess is on often. If it's not SportsCenter, I don't watch TV, so I don't know who this person is. Anyway, they were talking and the psychic was there to tell everybody, there are no such thing as demons. There are no demons. There's only angels. And everybody in the crowd went, oh, thank goodness. There's only good. There's no demons. That person's tickling itching ears. The person's wrong. There are such a thing as demons. I might sell more books if I tell you that there's not. I might be more popular or liked more if I told you that there weren't. But I'd be wrong. There are demons. And so it's a task, and a very grave task, for a priest and especially for a pastor or a catechist or a teacher of the faith at any level to teach anything other than what the church teaches. And I think hopefully what we'll find, if those of us who've never really taken the time to dive into our faith, and I think the turnout tonight just shows that we're hungry to do just that. We're hungry to dive into the faith. When we do that, we come to find out that the truth is really beautiful. There is nothing as attractive as the way of life that God has given to us. It's not easy, but nothing that is worth anything is easy. How easy is marriage? Go through trials and struggles and hardships and difficulties and the wanting to quit sometimes, and you persevere and you endure, and the fruit's amazing. But there's nights when it's not so amazing, or months or years when it's not so amazing. Michigan football players have not had a fun fall. Notre Dame football players have had a worse fall. But they hang in there. They hang in there because they think that they are entrusting themselves to somebody or to some ones who can help them to become better men. That's exactly what we're doing. We're trying to entrust ourselves to the Lord, who can teach us how to become authentic men and women. And if you're like me, it's often because you spend however many years or decades trying to find how to be happy doing whatever you wanted and came to realize I'm not really that happy. You might look like you're really happy to everybody else, but I know for years when I would just kind of stop and look in the mirror and everybody would say, oh, it must be great to be you. You got this going for you, that going for you, this going for you. And I'd go, it stinks being me. I don't have a clue what I'm doing with my life because I know I'm not living the way I'm supposed to live. So the truth is incredibly beautiful, even though it will be far more challenging than two-a-days in a football field. It's easy to get the body in shape, even if we don't always do it. You want a real workout, try to get your will in shape. My will is incredibly rebellious. My body's just mildly rebellious.
Welcome back. I am Angela Bonfant, and I am your host this final hour of the St. Gabriel Radio Spring Spirit Drive, and we are well on our way. The phones are ringing. Call right now. Call 614-451-4820. And we have a goal of 15 gifts this hour. Did I say 451?
Yeah, you did.
I do that every spirit drive. It's because that's my home phone number, so don't call my house. Call 614-459-9-4820. And I am joined in studio with Father Schwartz, and we are going to talk about this clip from Father Ricardo. And he was talking about objections to the church and how the truth sets us free. And really, the only reason to teach anything is because it's true. But, you know, because we are fallen people and we have our own issues, we oftentimes don't see the truth for what it is.
Correct. Because truth, by what truth is, it needs to be integrated. So if I encounter a truth, such as to be human, to be truly human is to be compassionate, right?
Right.
Okay, I agree with that. I might assent to that intellectually, I know that, but to actually understand that truth, I need to integrate it. And with Christianity, we're dealing with mountains of truth. We're dealing with truth itself. I mean, the fullness of truth residing in the Catholic Church. When you're dealing with that, you're dealing with people who, on varying levels of success and ambition and also perseverance, are working to integrate that truth. As C.S. Lewis once said, the greatest argument against Christianity is Christians.
Interesting. Yep. That's true.
Because you see truth, because in Christian truth is embodied in the believer. And when we see that truth, right, when we assent to it intellectually, but we don't see it being practically lived out in the sinner, then that creates a contradiction of sorts within our mentality of like, well, hang on, this is what Jesus Christ stands for, but this is what that person's doing. All of this has to be taken with a grain of mercy, because you realize that the truth wasn't given to us because we can perfectly assent to it, because if we did, we'd be living it fully. Welcome to heaven. And there is a heaven, and this is not it. And so the hard thing is to get over when we see us preaching truth, to not discredit that truth because we see those who label themselves as believer or as Catholic or as Christian but aren't living up to it. Because that's what the church is. It's a field hospital. It's not a temple for the righteous.
That's right. And so I think what you're just saying, what I hear you saying right now, is that really we shouldn't be judging others for their not necessarily living up to it in terms of being judgmental and you're not living up to your Christian. But what we should do instead is to be that reminder of what the truth does, how it sets us free.
I like the distinction of nuance you had there, the difference between being judgmental and actual judgment. By all means, we're called to love everyone, to love the sinner, but to call sin what it is. When you see someone not doing something right, you know, it's we still love the person, but it can be a tough love. Like, for example, as a parent, if one of my children, now this isn't a personal experience, obviously, if a child is misbehaving, you call them out on that because they're not being true to their nature, right? You still love the child, but out of love, there has to be an attention given to that. And that needs to be walked delicately. But to get back to the issue of truth, regardless, say, for example, if the Catholic Church was just filled with the most notorious sinners that we could think of, it's just full of infamy. And we've had our moments because we are a fallen people and this is a fallen world. And that's why Jesus Christ has come. I like to say that in my line of work as a priest, we got the best job security on the market. It's fantastic. Any young men listening, sign up. You will never be unwanted.
That's right.
But with that, even if we were filled with the most outrageous sinners, the truth is still true.
That's right.
What's been given to us, we've been very untrue to it, but it's still true is true is true.
And sometimes, don't you think in the world, what isn't truth looks appealing, like it might be fun. It's disguised, you know, like even Father Ricardo was talking about how a psychic told people there's no such thing as demons and the people were so relieved, but it's not, you know, it's not really the truth. This was on some TV show, but you know, because that's on TV and it's presented as this really cool, interesting kind of thing, suddenly, wow, well, maybe that has some truth to it because it's kind of looks shiny, you know?
And we love the shiny.
Right.
But with that, whenever we get this kind of desire towards the arbitrary, or even if we're looking towards things like the occult with, psychics and fortune telling, things like that, it moves out of our experience because the truth is normative. Like, we are built for truth. And so sometimes there's this kind of wandering of the eyes or the desires where we kind of want to move outside of that norm. Like, ooh, this is different. You know, it's like, ooh, I'm a Scorpio. This is what's supposed to happen. That's kind of interesting. And we can kind of give a credence to these things because we kind of take the truth for granted at times. And here's the hard thing. When you go to a fortune teller, just to continue your example, I'm not bashing fortune tellers.
Ahead.
No, I am. Let's just say,
yes,
I apologize. And so if you're a fortune teller and that's your trade and I'm bashing you, please, by all means, contact me. I'm at St. Matthews. We can have a wonderful discussion about truth. It's because the truth asks you then to do something with it. If you're presented with the truth, truth isn't just an intellectual fact. It's a proposition. It's a, this is the way something should, you should be, or this is the way something is, therefore you should be different. And when we go to these other kind of factoids or fascinations, they don't demand anything of us. They don't ask us to be something more than what we are. And so Christianity is hard to swallow because it's supposed to be, right?
It's not easy.
There's a funny YouTube video one of my friends sent me, and it's it's called Pittsburgh Dad. So if anyone's grown up in Pennsylvanian culture, there's a particular accent around we call it Yinzer.
Yes.
And he's kind of talking to his kids in church, and he goes, you know, they're kneeling down. It's like, does it hurt? Good. It's supposed to. It's just, but no, that's right. The truth has a way of kind of provoking us. What he was kind of joking at has a kind of more profound understanding behind it. The truth has a way of kind of provoking us out of our the way that we're living and asking us to be something different because it points us to what we're not. Right. And that's what's beautiful for it. So if we see a sinner out there, it doesn't discredit the truth, but it actually creates an invitation for us to enter into that. And like, okay, why is this rubbing me the wrong way? Where's the contradiction? What is true here? What has Christ given to me? And how might I enter into that more fully or help enable this person that I've witnessed to do that out of love?
Out of love, always out of love. And that is what St. Gabriel offers you, truth with love here, right? Truth
beautiful.
In love. And we are here at the Spring Spirit Drive, and we are looking for 15 total gifts this hour. We're well on our way. The phones are ringing, but we need you. We need you to call right now at 614-459-4820. And an angel has entered the studio. We are here to tell you thank you.
Thank you, yes. And a lot of people are taking advantage of this matching dollar-for-dollar pledge. So every dollar you contribute to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio for the next 35 minutes is going to be doubled. So call 614-459-4820. Now, Francis from Seton Parish called in, and this is the first since I've been here. He's become a new business member.
All right.
Oh, wonderful. Which is $50 a month. So if you have a business, he's at Grandview Chiropractic Center. And he did this in honor of Jesus, who's the source of all good things. Loves Father Ricardo and Bishop Campbell. So
Thank you.
New business member.
Welcome.
Maureen from St. Joan of Arc, in honor of Monsignor Schlegel. And she loves everything, family, sanctuary, Father Frank Lane, local programs, Faith Alive, Father John Ricardo, EWTN, and she loves it all.
That's what we like to hear.
And then Mary from St. Michael made a one-time donation. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you, Mary.
And then Joyce, she is from St. Paul up at Westerville. She just loves everything. She just has a whole list. Dr. Ray, Father Ricardo, all the local programs, Dominican Dimensions, Sacred Sounding. We had Al on earlier today.
That's right.
She's listed that and in honor of her two daughters, Nicole and Sarah. Now, she is a sustaining member.
Yes.
But she also made a one-time gift in addition to that.
Thank you.
So you could, you're allowed to do that here. And
yes.
We want to thank Christine from St. Stephen's, who... did this in honor of Father Cummings and Mother Jean, and she loves Father Ricardo and Father Mitch Pacwa.
Yes, they're wonderful.
And then we also have Catherine from St. Joan of Arc, who made a one-time donation. Again, all those donations for the next 35 minutes will be matched dollar for dollar. So the calls are coming in. You guys are doing a great job, and thank you out there for responding to the call. Blessings to you.
Yes, call, or you can go online to stgabrielradio.com, 614-459-4820. And we would like to tell you we are well on our way, but we still need you. And guess what? All of those donations just now were doubled, and we're so excited to have that for another 33 minutes. That's it. 33 minutes. And you will also be entered into this raffle to receive Our Lady of Fatima statue. And it's beautiful. It's white and gold, about 30 inches tall. And you need this. You need this in your home. So call right now, 614-459-4820. Now, Father Schwartz, let's go back to this clip we were listening to about truth. As we were talking, and I started thinking about this as you were talking, actually, because sometimes when we witness someone else who may not be living in truth,
story of my life,
it reveals to us ourselves how we may be not living in truth at times. And it makes us uncomfortable, don't you think?
Oh, of course. It's so much easier to point out the splinter than to look at the plank. what I mean by that is just when our Lord talks about, you know, remove the splinter from your eye rather than pointing out the shard in your brother's. Because it's so much easier to make a kind of external statement in regards to a judgment statement in regards to, like, well, that's not right, or this is wrong, or I think it's... But rather than to actually turn that to the interior, which I think is one of the great struggles of the spiritual life, is that we are very used to, especially in our culture currently, there's a lot of expected stimuli response, and you're constantly outputting to the exterior. That there's very little time to turn towards the interior realities. And so it's so much easier when you see something that's amiss morally or in contradiction to truth to, you know, fire from the hip, whether by sending out a thought or a word, rather than kind of turning that towards the interior.
And, you know, it's confession really helps with this.
Oh, yeah.
Because when you go to confession and you've realized that you're falling short in some area of your life and it's revealing to you God's mercy for where you fall short.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're also able then to have mercy for others.
And you're even withdrawing from the public eye. Like if for those of you that either go anonymously behind the screen or just with you and the priest, like you are literally, it's not, notice it's a sacrament we don't hold in the body of the church, like a baptism, confirmation. All the other sacraments occur right in the body of the church, but you're actually withdrawing from the world.
Right.
You're withdrawing from the way that you were before. You're withdrawing from your old self, as St. Paul calls it, the old man. And you're entering into this secure space, this sacred space of silence, even, where you speak the words you need to say. And yes. Christ speaks the words through the priest that he needs to say.
It is. It's so beautiful. Yeah. I love confession. It's one of my favorite sacraments, I must say.
I have stock in it, so yeah. It's good. No, I love that. When I was a seminarian, that was one thing I was most excited for, was the sacrament of confession, and is a beautiful sacrament of healing. With great conversion, and the Lord does amazing work through it.
Really, truly. And so here at St. Gabriel Radio, we are, I'm sorry, we're moving along through our Spring Spirit Drive as we're getting close to the end. Mm. We're going to go to a break real quick, but still call, keep the calls coming, because we still need another 7 gifts.
And what number should they call?
614-459-4822 or go online to stgabrielradio.com.
60 Seconds with Mother Angelica.
You and I must be imitators of Jesus. We are victims sometimes of circumstances, as he was here. But it was all accepted as the Father's holy will. That is holiness. So try to pray. How much time do you spend watching soap operas or television that really isn't good television? Or just kind of laying around? Say, well, I need to relax. I find prayer very relaxing. You can kick your shoes off and just sit there and talk to the Lord. He's your friend. You don't have to be on your dignity. You don't have to get up before 4, but there's many times during the day you can pray. In your car, when you're picking up the kids, on your way to the office. Let us be Jesus-oriented. He loves you.
The people you know and trust are on EWTN.
Northeast Dental Laboratory, LLC, AM 820 business member and proud supporter of St. Gabriel Radio. May the Lord smile upon you and your loved ones.
There are many ways to listen to AM 820 on the radio, online, and on smartphones. Listen live on your Android and iPhone using St. Gabriel Radio's very own app available from your app store. You can also get the Catholic perspective on your computer. Just go to stgabrielradio.com and use the listen button at the top of the homepage. Tune into the faith as you cruise across town and around the world.
Mike Clark at Andrew Insurance for your business, auto, and home insurance needs. That's Andrew Insurance online at andrewins.com.
I'm Brian Patrick, host of Morning Glory, and it's great to start the day with Catholic Radio. It puts us in a frame of mind where we're grateful for our lives and really seek God as the guide for everything we do throughout that day. Thanks to EWTN, our program is provided free of charge, but there are many other expenses that have to be paid locally to keep it on the air. So when you pledge your support, you make it possible for this station to carry programs like Morning Glory every morning. No matter the amount, your gift works to make a difference for you, for others, and for the future of Catholic Radio. Please prayerfully consider making a gift right now.
I want to live my life uncovered. I want to be more than a number. All I need is your love. I want to live less ordinary. I want to be extraordinary. All I need is never ending love.
Welcome back. I'm Angela Bonfant, and I'm with you for the final hour of the spring, or final, I guess, 27 minutes of the St. Gabriel Radio Spring Spirit Drive.
Sure, I'm not a priest because I can math. So we're good.
And Father Swartz is in here with me, and we were just joined in studio by Dave Orsborne.
Here we are, 614-459-4820, the final 25 minutes of the Spring Spirit Drive. Thank you to everyone that's participated thus far. We're still looking for a number of gifts that can take advantage, or callers that can take advantage of this matching gift we have going on. Time's running out. It's also your last opportunity to be entered in the drawing for our Lady of Fatima statue. Stay tuned with us, and we'll give you the winners of the drawing coming up. Call us now, 614-459-4820.
And an angel, Patrick, has entered the studio in his colorful glasses.
Yeah, these are making a fashion statement. How far away? Virginia. She's down at St. Augustine Parish in Waynesville, Ohio, and Dave and I did a quick research.
Wow.
That's down by Wilmington.
All right.
So She made a one-time gift. She wants to honor God. She feels that God is speaking to her through the voices of all the hosts. So thank you to all the hosts of St. Gabriel Catholic Radio.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And it's
beautiful.
Just, it's uncanny how it just speaks to her exactly what she needs, just when she needs it. And then Robert and Marjorie, they're from Immaculate Conception. They came in and gave a one-time gift. So you can come in here at Winterset and Henderson Road and look at a beautiful facility and say hi to everyone. Again, we've got a little bit left to have a matching fund. Dollar for dollar, we have a benefactor who will match your fund. So we ask you to call 614-459-4820.
That's wonderful. You know, something that you said, or that she said, how she hears just the right thing at that time. Isn't that the way God works with all of us all the time? And he's able to say something and it reaches each person in a different way. Mm. And St. Gabriel Radio provides that here in Central Ohio for our audience.
It's so true. I mean, at this point in my ministry, I'm not even a year in, but I just stopped believing in coincidences. And besides, they cost too much on taxes anyway. So it's just...
That's right.
It's just God, when you delve into the mysteries of God, they have a flexibility and capability to reach people where they're at. And St. Gabriel Radio helps to enable that.
That's right. And so we need your support to stay on the radio. It's a dollar a minute here at St. Gabriel Radio to keep our programming here in Central Ohio. And we need you to call right now at 614-459-4820 at stgabrielradio.com. And we have also been joined in studio by Bill Messerly, our fearless leader.
That's awesome. Hey, a quick couple of thank yous before you pick up the phone. We want to thank Colleen Lewis, our community outreach coordinator, who works tirelessly to prepare for the Spirit Drive. Thank Margie Baker, our donor relations manager. Leslie Malik, who's helping us from Uruguay, updating our website and our Facebook pages. And, of course, Dave Orsborne. What a great job Dave has done.
Always a blessing. Yeah.
On air, preparing for this event.
Kudos to you, Dave.
Oh, thank you. This is such a blessing. We get to meet so many great people in our community, our listeners, our priests, who are many of them are listeners as well, our hosts, many hands involved in this apostolate, and we couldn't do it without any of you. You all make a contribution. This is your opportunity to become a part of this family. 614-459-4820. You can also go online, stgabrielradio.com.
And it looks like we only have 20 minutes.
We do.
20 minutes for the Spring Spirit Drive. So don't delay. This is your time. 614-459-4820.
Yes, and give for those who can't. Give for those who maybe can't be with us today. And give in honor of someone special in your life. Because guess what? It makes a difference. It makes a difference here, and it makes a difference to others. And you can do that online at stgabrielradio.com. What other ways should we give? What other things should we think about?
I would say give also to enable someone in the faith. There are those who at St. Matthew's, I'm sure this is not just a unique phenomenon, who are coming to the faith or coming back to their faith, either reverts who are baptized as Catholic or converts, those who are coming to the faith for the first time. And as a priest, you can't be around them 24/7. It's not possible, and it's not healthy. You gotta live your own life there. You know, sometimes you wish you could have your your hip flask kind of like cleric that's always there to answer questions. We can't do that. We're limited people, and so are all devout Catholics. But St. Gabriel's Radio is accessible wherever you are in the diocese, and then some on the World Wide Web. And so give for those who need as well.
And you know what you're saying, I may have jumped in too soon, because what you're saying, it's the support people need.
Oh, yes.
And when you're feeling weak or you need some strength, tune into St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. It's always there for you in some form of programming.
And it's part of the story. The next sentence after I fell in love with St. Gabriel, where every time it's, and I return to the sacraments, and I went to confession for the first time in 30 years, and I returned to Mass, or a loved one did, or a family member that's been away. So there's always one more sentence after I fell in love with St. Gabriel, and that's what this is really all about, is that journey closer to Christ. And those are the stories that touch us every day here, and we only hear a fraction of them. So many of these stories go untold, but it's always that stepping closer to Christ, taking that one step further in the journey. And we're asking you to take that one step right now by calling 614-459-4820. Do it for your family. Do it for your marriages. Do it for a special priest in your life. Or you can also go online to stgabrielradio.com.
And we've been trying this spirit drive to have a spirit of gratitude. We have a number of sustaining members. So over the years, we've been trying to build up our sustaining membership level to about 1,000 sustaining members so that we can keep this apostolate going. And we've been up and down around that number, but we're so thankful. I'm one of those. I think everybody else in this room is a sustaining member. But those $20 a month gifts are so critical to our ongoing operation. We wanted to say a special thanks. So what we're doing today, and no one else knows this, but what we're doing today, and we drew out of a hat from our sustaining members one name to bless with our Lady of Fatima statue with her gold crown. And the winner, our current sustaining member, is Linda Mansfield. Linda Mansfield.
All right, Linda, you are such a lucky lady today.
And she's from the Dayton, Ohio area. How about that?
Nice.
That's wonderful.
And that's one of two statues that we have. So we're still holding a drawing for the second statue, which is for somebody
that called in
over the spirit drive. So you still can participate. Last chance to get in, 614-459-4820.
Or go online to stgabrielradio.com. And a sustaining membership is $20 or more per month. You will receive the Imitation of Mary book, a beautiful book. But a gift in any amount is appreciated and is doubled.
Doubled.
Doubled for the next few minutes.
And if they give $10, then it becomes
$20.
$150 becomes
$300.
$48.44 becomes...
Okay, I lost it on that one.
Father?
96.88.
There you go.
That was nicely done.
You don't know math.
So call now, 614-459-4820 to get your matching gift in. Just a few more minutes left this hour. We wanted to thank everybody that's called in during this drive. But join the rest of us at 614-459-4820. A quick thank you to our wonderful hosts who give their time and their talent throughout this drive. Angela Bonfant.
Well, yay! I love opportunity. Everyone just puts up with me. I love it.
Dr. Will Turek, Dr. Michael Parker,
who kicked off
the drive. Rob Wall, EWTN insider. He goes down every summer to do a kids program for EWTN, so a local celebrity.
Wow.
We have the Alive for More team, which included... Father Ventura, Joel Yarmish, and Tricia Kasson, Jody White, and Kevin Gallagher, a great team.
Yep, and Kayla Walton. She wasn't able to be on air with us for the Spirit Drive, but she's very much a huge part of the Life for More team.
Elizabeth Ficicelli, another EWTN insider. Thank you, Elizabeth, for taking your time out of your schedule. Lori Hamrick and Molly Fanning, board members. Who really stretched their comfort level. But they made sure that they contributed during this drive, and they have done for the last several drives. Chip and Sue Stalter, what a great lineup of lay leaders in our community.
Thank you all.
Yes, and that's what St. Gabriel Catholic Radio is all about, our family here, our radio family. And we want you to know that you are a part of it, and we love bringing this programming to you. A few more minutes, your offering to St. Gabriel Radio will be doubled. 614-459-4820. Go online to stgabrielradio.com, and it looks like we have some updates.
Thank you very much.
Dave's going to do it this time.
We have Terry from Orient, Ohio, and she listened to St. Gabriel Radio and came back to the church after, she doesn't say for after how long, but that's that. And she listened. And then she took that next step back to the sacraments. So thank you, Terry. God bless you. Welcome home.
Thank you.
A gift from the Orient. How wonderful.
she's a sustaining member.
Wonderful.
I'm a nerd. All right, moving on. With that, we want to thank Suzanne Klobe. This is in honor of, it's a gift for the RCA class at St. Paul. I'm guessing maybe, Suzanne, you're in that class or you help out with that. But thank you for honoring that in regards. Ah, and she has upgraded. Looks like she started a bronze sustaining membership.
All right, that's what we need.
With that as well, we have Marla Rich. She is giving in honor of a recent caller of Josie's two daughters. So she heard that another caller honor her two daughters, and she's calling from St. Paul in Westerville. So she reached out and honored the same. That's great. And she gave
That's
a one-time
great.
Gift.
That's awesome. Thank you. All this is so appreciated. So appreciated, Bill.
And we might as well keep going.
Yeah.
But I love that story, Dave, that you just shared, that somebody came back to the faith, was a lukewarm, admitted lukewarm Catholic, and many of us are in that category, but they became on fire for their faith because of what they hear on Catholic radio. If you're in that category, call now, 614-459-4820. We will match your gift. A donor will match your gift for the next 15 minutes, but the next 15 minutes, 614-459-4820. Thank you to Lisa, St. Michael's in Mechanicsburg, Eric and Julie, who love Morning Glory from St. Cecilia, and Stephen, who loves Father John Ricardo, and boy, who doesn't? What a gift that is every morning. Father Larry Richards from Our Lady of Peace. So keep them coming. We have that matching challenge going, 614-459-4820.
You know what I love about all of these gifts, and they're from all over the diocese. They are all different amounts. Everyone's different. Everyone is able to do and offer different amounts, and everything is appreciated. And in honor of all of these special people in our lives. So call us. We're waiting to hear from you. We have a few minutes left. It makes a difference. 614-459-4820.
Bill? And we have our winner.
Our winner.
Right, our winner. We said that we were going to draw at 11:45 for the Our Lady of Fatima statue. Yeah, should we wait a few more minutes, shouldn't we?
Should we?
Well, you have the winner in your hand, so.
Well, we could add him to the bucket. We'll wait a couple more minutes, but okay. We do have our drawing for Our Lady of Fatima statue. For those who called in during the drive, call 614-459-4820 just to be sure that you're in that drawing for Our Lady of Fatima statue. It is stunning.
It really is stunning. And I'll tell you, as a designer, I would put this in anyone's home. It would make a beautiful statement. You can create an altar with it. It would be lovely. So call in and enter into the raffle. Become a part of the supporting family here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. We're getting close to our goal. So keep calling. We're almost there. 614-459-4820. Yes, Father.
Well, I just wanted to thank two people. Beth Florence, she is calling us for St. Christopher's, and she's upgraded her sustaining membership.
Yay.
And Beth is a very close friend. Thank you, Beth. Thank you so much.
How do you know that?
Our CIA.
Oh, okay.
Because she said, in honor of my sponsor. And so
I was not her sponsor.
But she did go through RCA?
I was a sponsor for someone else in the same
we
class.
We have intel on Beth. Beth, thank you for that.
She's
we
wonderful, honor your sponsor. Wonderful person.
I love it. We crack the case even though there's nothing to crack.
Assuming it's the same Beth.
Also, we want to thank Alan and Rachel Green. And they're giving from the Newman Center in honor of Father Steve at the Newman Center. So honoring a priest there that they know.
Father Stephen Bell.
Father Bell, because also we have Father Jaconi is down there as well.
Stephen?
No, another Paulist priest, I thought, at the Newman Center.
Named Stephen?
I don't know.
Well, I really like the Newman Center.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Sounds like Scooby.
I don't know, Reggie. And they wanted, so Alan and Rachel, you enjoyed very much, called to communion, and also their favorite, who is Father John Ricardo.
He's a popular guy.
He's doing well. He's cleaning up today. And they gave him a one-time gift. So thank you for that. We honor you for that.
Yes, thank you so much.
So call 614-459-4820. Just about 12 minutes left for the matching challenge for this last hour of the Spring Spirit Drive 2017. If you love Catholic radio, you know that it's grown your faith. You know that it will grow the faith of your family. Call 614-459-4820.
Well, and here we are in the last few minutes, and I hear the phones ringing. It gives me so much joy to know that you are all supporting us out there, that you are bringing souls closer to Christ in your support. It's very important what you are doing right now, and continue to call in. Call 614-459-4820. And do we have more updates?
We do.
We do. I want to say thank you to Alice coming to us from St. Paul. She has now become a gold sustaining member.
Yay, Alice!
So that is wonderful. Thank you, Alice. Mary Malone from Christ the King. She loves Father Larry Richards, Dr. Ray, the men's and women's conferences being broadcasted out. Ask a priest. It sounds like you just love St. Gabriel's Catholic Radio, so thank you for that. I'm glad that we were able to help you there. And also Jennifer Clark, She's doing this in honor of all the souls in purgatory.
Amen.
And she's coming to us from Holy Name Parish, a worthy honorarium. And she loves everything about St. Gabriel's as well. Another shout out to Father Ricardo.
Well, you know what I hear in a lot of these are multiple programs that our listeners are listening to. I mean, they're listing the programs in order, which tells me that once you start, you grow and you want more.
Yep.
And then you can get more and you can learn more. And that's so important as Catholics.
And, you know, one of the things that we're encouraging all of our listening family to do this Lent, because Catholics, even cultural Catholics, are almost conditioned to think, I need to change my life a little bit this Lent. One of the great things you can do is challenge them to listen to AM 820 this Lent. It doesn't have to be a long and wordy explanation. Just invite them. One person, if every one of our listeners did that, I'm sure that many people be graced by what they learn on Catholic Radio. So don't forget our responsibility as true evangelists. You do that directly with your financial support and prayers, but you can do that also in an active way.
Final opportunity, 614-459-4820, stgabrielradio.com, dollar for dollar for in the next 9.5 minutes. Our phone lines are open till noon, taking your phone calls.
All right, children of God, dig deep. It's time to get serious.
That's right.
Lieutenant Swartz talking to you, not Father Swartz anymore. We're making this happen. We're going to put Catholicism and Jesus Christ over the airwaves, and everyone's going to like it. We got 8 minutes to make this happen, and it's being matched. You're going to call 614-459-4820, or if for some reason the devil has disabled your phone, don't worry, you can go to St. Gabriel Radio.com. That was close.
Right. That was
pretty good.
I'm sure there's one out
now,
there.
Now, are you Father Lieutenant Swartz or Lieutenant Father?
Well, the seminary found out when I got commissioned an officer that I was actually Lieutenant Dan. And I just put that out live over radio. I'm not going to let that down.
That didn't go anywhere, did it?
Oh, man.
Are you referencing Lieutenant Dan from the movie?
Who can stop? Who can
Are we thinking that? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
Oh, thanks for sharing that with us.
Oh, no worries. I'm sure that won't be a problem in the future at all.
But you can hear the joy in Father Dan Swartz's voice.
The what?
There are so many of these new generational priests that have just touched all of our lives. It gives us so much hope. If you'd like to recognize the young priest in your life, and of course, young is relative for me, that's still up to about, you know, 50, 60. But if you have a young priest in your life, call now and make the gift in honor of them at 614-459-4820.
And Father, I hope you don't mind me sharing this.
It doesn't matter. You're going to go for it.
That's right.
Just a beautiful story of Father's relationship with Father Jim Ogrechuk. Sharing meals together. So you have Father Ogrechuk, 84 years old, Lieutenant Dan.
We have Father Sill,
a bit
there
younger,
as well.
Father Sill. So I mean, just this this brotherhood of priests that we have in this diocese. Of I know that they go out to movies together, they go on vacations together, retreats. We really have to lift all of our priests up and pray for them, and pray that they have these relationships with other priests to share their ministry and to share the struggles and the blessings of your priesthood. So I'm glad you're doing that, Father.
And pray to send more. I want to retire when I'm 95. Our numbers are going up, but it's not enough. There's more work to be done.
Every day.
I've never met an unemployed priest. So it's just, for the young men out there who aren't currently dating, even if you are, all right, let's think about this. You should think distinctly. I think it should be a part of every young man's Catholic discernment to think the priesthood. Because if you don't consider it, then you've limited God in your life in some way. So I challenge you to that.
And you know where I read somewhere that if a child is reminded or mentioned about 10 or 12 times, they're more likely to consider discernment of the priesthood. So parents just have to remember to mention this to their children, because we need these priests. We are so blessed to have them. And just from this morning's show, I've learned so much in a short period of time right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. And we want to continue to bring this broadcasting to you. So call right now. Call 614-459-4820. We have 5 minutes of a matching dollar-for-dollar gift.
Now, we've tried to thank everybody over these last few hours that have been contributing to the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio apostolate over the last several months, and especially these last few days, I didn't want to stop this without thanking some very special people. We have Joyce Dobson in the corner of our room in our studio praying the rosary for protection and for the Holy Spirit to descend upon us and to give us the words of spirit and life. Thank you, Joyce. You do that every month for Bishop Campbell while he has his live program. Thank you for that. We only have 5 minutes left, so if you want to get this matching challenge, the last hour of our Spirit Drive, call now, 614-459-4820. I also wanted to thank Greg Savaldi, our station engineer. He is sweating it out right now, working through an engineering problem, and he does that, and we don't always see the sweat because we're not always here late at night when he's doing all of his sweat work. But all of our listening family, please keep Greg Savaldi and his family in your prayers. He does a wonderful work for St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, and we're blessed to have him. I'd like to thank each one of our angel updaters. Angela Bonfant, who's serving right now as a host, but you were an angel updater on Wednesday. D.D. Monaco, Lori Granada, Susie Clovey, Kathleen Zelnick, Diana Marie Winkler, Lori Hamami, our college intern, Lori Kroc, Jessica Schmidt, and Patrick Schroyer.
It's such an honor to be able to be part of this here. And it's, for me, started with volunteering here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio for the Bishop Show, answering phones. And you, our listening audience, we welcome you coming over here, volunteering, becoming part of what makes this station work. But we have only a few minutes left, and we are still looking for gifts. So call 614-459-4820, and your gift will be matched dollar for dollar. And I think we have an update from Father.
We do. We have an anonymous gift from St. Joan of Arc. So you know who you are. Maybe you don't. I don't know. I wonder how deep the rabbit hole goes on that anonymous gift. But with that, thank you very much. Also, we have David from St. Elizabeth. Yay. And what do you like about St. Gabriel Radio? Everything. Good answer.
Wow. That is a good answer.
So with that, I love it because it's just a blanket statement of generosity. So thank you, David. And we're coming up here on 3 minutes. Three minutes.
The challenge is out. Match dollar for dollar through 12 noon. 3 minutes left. Call 614-459-4820. And we did our drawing for the Lady of Fatima statue from Portugal, hand-painted.
Beautiful.
Beautiful, beautiful statue. You'll be blessed. 30 inches tall, gold crown on top. The winner of that could have been an easier last name to pronounce, but that's the way it works. I apologize. This is Catherine from St. John Newman Parish, and her last name is Musavian. Musavian. Catherine Musavian from St. John
Bill.
Newman.
Good job.
Nice.
Well
done.
Congratulations. That's what it's all about.
What a beautiful gift. And Father, can we ask you to bless the statue?
I'd be happy to.
So when we're done here, if you can bless it, and we'll pass it on to Kathy fully ready to go.
Sure, I got
and
my stole in the car.
We have 2 minutes, so we don't bump up until the very end. Father, if we can have a prayer of thanksgiving and your blessing before we sign off for the day.
Of course. So we'll begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, through the intercession of St. Gabriel, who watches over all communications that convey the word of your Son, the word itself, we ask you to bless St. Gabriel's radio. We ask you to open the ears of those who tune in. We ask you to bring more people to the truth that you give to us through your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, bless the work of those who strive to make your word known in our diocese. Continue to lead Columbus into greater virtue, into greater illumination in the truth, and bring more souls to the glory of the kingdom in communion with the Father's love. Your Son, Jesus Christ, makes all of this possible. As we heard in the gospel today, so that they may know that nothing is impossible for God.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Beautiful.
Amen.
You just heard Father Dan Swartz at St. Matthew's Parish in Gahanna, and eventually you'll be lieutenant, huh?
Well, right now, second lieutenant for the Marines, ensign
second
for the Navy.
Lieutenant.
Actually, I might be JG right now.
That's
weird.
That's
and
awesome.
Thank you. We're in our final minute. William from Powell, St. Bridget, a leadership gift. This is a wonderful
What a blessing.
Way.
Thank you. So, thank you.
And a quick thank you to Jeff from Columbus, St. Peter's. He made a gift in honor of Father Mark Summer and Father Nick Ventura. Also to thank you to Barbara from Reynoldsburg, Peggy from St. Paul, Mary from St. Mary Magdalene, and Joe from St. Bridget of Kildare in Dublin.
Lest we forget, Don from Holy Family. Thank you.
That's it, folks.
And we sign off, and God bless you all.
Coming up,
turn up your faith. This is the home for listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, WVSG, Columbus, Ohio, AM 820.